Recorded Books and RB Digital present Raspberry Danish Murder by Joanne Fluke, narrated by Suzanne Torin. Chapter 1. Hannah Swenson Barton glanced at the clock in the bedroom that she now slept in alone. There were tears in her eyes as she put on her warmest sweater. Her new husband, Ross Barton, had been gone for 2 weeks now, and even though her youngest sister, Michelle, was staying with her at the condo, Hannah still felt terribly alone. It was easier during the day, when the sun had risen and it was no longer time to cuddle with Ross on their new couches or sleep beside him in their new king-size bed. She managed to convince herself that everything was going to be all right, that Ross was planning to come back to her. Then, with the sun shining brightly, it was possible to believe that the reason he'd taken their condo key and left all his other keys behind was proof that he planned to come home. But now, at 5 in the morning, after spending a restless night, it was doubly difficult to convince herself that all would be well if she just waited patiently. "Keep a positive attitude," she said aloud to her image in the mirror. "Ross will be home very soon, and he'll explain everything." The words she spoke formed the mantra that she repeated every morning, even though she was fast losing hope. There had been no phone calls from Ross at the Cookie Jar, her bakery and coffee shop in Lake Eden, Minnesota, and no calls at night at their condo. She had no clue to his whereabouts or the reason he had left in the first place. It was as if her new husband had disappeared off the face of the earth and vanished into thin air without a trace. A tear rolled down Hannah's cheek, and she wiped it away with the back of her hand. It was a good thing she didn't wear makeup, because the tears she'd shed during the long days and nights would have surely ruined it. As she picked up her hairbrush and attempted to tame her unruly red curls, she wondered if her appearance was at fault for Ross's defection. If she'd worn perfect makeup, like her mother, Dolores, and her fashionable sister, Andrea, would Ross still be with her? And if she'd been born with beautiful hair that looked cute in any style, like her youngest sister, Michelle, would he be watching her admiringly as she got ready for work? Perhaps she should have tried harder to lose weight so that she could attain a perfect figure like the rest of the women in her family.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?